delegations from North Sudan's National Congress Party and South Sudan's People's Liberation Movement are due to meet in Washington today. The summit, organized by the US envoy to Sudan, could provide a chance for the North and South to settle disputes over the rollout of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement. The meeting comes ahead of a number of deadlines, including national elections and a referendum on southern secession.
Meanwhile, the aid agency Caritas says that poverty and suffering in Sudan's Darfur region and in southern Sudan are at such high levels that there is a permanent humanitarian crisis in the area. Catholic Church leaders from Sudan, Caritas members on the ground, and donors are currently meeting in Rome to discuss how to improve a coordinated humanitarian response. Eduardo Kusala is bishop of Tumbuor Yimbio in southern Sudan. He spoke to us about the dire situation affecting the people of his diocese as a result of violence perpetrated by the Ugandan Lord's Resistance Army, which operates from bases in southern Sudan.
Practically, we have 12 parishes. Out of these 12, only one is a little bit stable. The rest of them are all affected. Everybody have left their villages and have gathered into the towns of the area. And with this, we can know that there is a huge number of internal displaced people who have moved from those places. And then secondly, they have moved into the homes of the host community, host families. They don't want to create camps for themselves. They come and enter into homes. And you find one household has a huge, huge number of people. Their presence in the towns, in fact, has caused big alarm. Concentration on the little resources we have, like schools, hospitals, water points, it is congested. And on the basis of this, we have been making a lot of appeal on the side of the church for the people to collaborate, to work together, and not much has been realized. Anyway, from the side of the people, at least collaborations are there.